When we started the celebration project last year, we were really, really excited to have, I think we had 30 events on a 12-page programme. So we thought, yeah, that went well, we'll do it again this year. This year we've got 89 events, all happening through September, the majority of them in Harborough, some of them in the surrounding villages, and there's all sorts of different things happening. It literally runs from the 1st of September right through to the 30th, and there's art, there's craft, there's music, there's film, there's heritage, literature, all sorts of different things happening, and genuinely something for every age group.
Amazing, thank you. And what inspired Creative Harborough and the September celebration?
It started when we realised how many things were happening in town anyway during September. So we thought people are putting a lot of effort into creating these events and we wanted to make sure that people knew about them. So one of the most fun events that I really like is Art Windows, where Harborough artists cluster, work with local retailers to have a piece of art in every window. So there's a trail that people can follow, obviously completely free, and if you just happen to be in town, it makes art accessible to people. So you can go and think, oh, yeah, I like that style, or I like that style, or I really don't like that style. And it's a good way of seeing different things. And then associated with that, one of the local organisation, Two Quartz Arts, has set up a couple of gumball machines in town. Now, I had to remind myself what gumballs were, but they're those little plastic balls that you get in machines. You just put a little bit of money in, the children get a little ball out, and there's a teeny tiny piece of art in there. So it's showing that art can be displayed not just in exhibitions, it doesn't involve going to a big stuffy exhibition. You can just see stuff while you're going shopping, or your child can get a little gumball with their very own tiny piece of art inside.
That's really exciting. And what's important about celebrating creativity in Harborough and the surrounding villages?
There's been an increasing amount of information and research done recently about how creativity helps us all feel better. Everybody's under a lot of pressure in their everyday life. And creativity just gives us a moment of, yeah, that's nice, and take a moment to breathe. That can be... The exciting thing about this is that creativity is in all sorts of different forms. So I just mentioned the arts things, but we've got lots of music concerts happening as well. We've got film happening. We've got the literary festival. So you don't have to be creative yourself to go along and enjoy these things. You can hear your favourite author speak at the literary festival. You can go along to our local cinema. Lots of people don't even realise we've got a cinema, and see a film. But if you are creative, there's pottery things to go along to. There's craft. The craft centre is having a sew-a-thon where people can go along and sew and make special bags for the local charity. I can't remember which one. And there's just this huge range of things happening. And the reassuring thing about it too is that, as I say, things are difficult for people, but over 50% of what we're offering this time is free. So there's really no reason not to go out and enjoy it.
Amazing. And what are some highlights that you're looking forward to in particular?
Oh, two different ones at very different ends of the scale. We've got the most exciting concert coming up. Charlie Wood is coming, and he is jazz royalty. Very accessible jazz. Not some people think jazz is a bit odd, but Charlie's music is really accessible. And we've just heard that the night before he's playing in Market Harborough, he's going to be playing at Ronnie Scott's in London. So Ronnie Scott's is obviously the warm-up gig for him to then come and play at the Octagonal Hall in Market Harborough. So details of that concert are on our website, and all the ticketing information as well. I'm really looking forward to that one. And then other things I'm looking forward to are just like the sort of smaller scale events. We've got the Charlie concert at the Welland Park Academy Hall, but then we've got buskers in town as well. So it's a much more informal way of enjoying music. And I know, I'm not saying can't give details yet, but Harborough Cinema's got some fantastic films coming up on their schedule as well.
Amazing. And could you tell me a bit more about where people can find out more information about what's going on and where?
Okay. We've got some huge banners being put up in town. You literally can't miss them. There's a QR code on all those banners. Our website is www.creativeharborough.org. We're having leaflets delivered to 7,000 households through the town. That leaflet gives the whole programme of everything that's happening. And over the weekend and into next week, rain permitting, I'll be taking deliveries of leaflets around to lots of local coffee shops and the library and places like that. So that will be the full programme. You'll be able to pick it up at outlets in town. Waterstones, Quinn's, the library, they're definite places you can go to pick it up. Or look online at www.creativeharborough.org.
Amazing. Is there anything else you would like to add?
The phrases that we're using on the programme are, did you know? Because I think lots of people just don't realise how much is happening locally. To be honest, we've been working in this area for a couple of years now, and we were all surprised at just how much came together this time. And then also the idea of trying something new. If you haven't tried it before and always fancied it, this is such a low-risk way of trying something new. Or maybe remind yourself of something that you used to do, a hobby that you used to do that, you know, think life's got in the way. It might be a nice way to pick up something again that you used to enjoy.